All right, well, we're going to do this. The hokey Price is Right music means that it's time to play some Craigslist Price is Right. Woody has gathered the strange goods and services that are out there available to you. Thanks to those of you that send them in. We appreciate that. The less work Woody does, the better. We're all going to get to find out what these things are. And then Chelsea and I, along with a couple of you on the phone, we'll try to figure out how much money, theoretically, is going to exchange hands on these items or services. Closest, but not over the actual price, will get a point. Most points, obviously, you win. We understand how that works. Let's say hello to contestant number one. It looks like Noah. What's up, Noah?
Nada mucho. Good morning.
All right, welcome in, man. And taking you on is going to be Derek. What's up, Derek?
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
It's going good, man. You guys know how this works. We'll start by having Woody describe item number one. Woody?
Well, big tip of the cap, and thank you to Lisa, who found this on Craigslist and emailed it to me. When you find something weird, Woody at iHeartMedia. Up for sale is the Humpty Dance Big Head.
I'm sorry?
According to those in the know, I have the large head that has been stored in the garage of an Oakland studio that was used in the Humpty Dance video produced by the Digital Underground in 1989. I believe it was also used as a prop, probably during the shows and concerts, and is big enough to be afloat in the parade and built with storage for stage equipment. If you don't know, the Humpty Dance was a crossover club hit and received much critical acclaim. This giant head was from the song that was named the 72nd best dance song between 1980 and 2005 by Blender Magazine.
Hell yeah. It's a quarter century of years right there.
Is that the one where girlies are eating chicken in the bathroom?
That's right.
Yes.
My pickle nose will tickle your rear, Chelsea.
Do not ever say that to
Cool Beans,
me.
We're going to need that.
Never!
You're going to need
no.
that.
Right? That's a lyric.
You know your pickle nose will not.
Well, I'm just telling you the song.
So this is a float-sized head?
Correct. Although it's somewhat dusty right now.
Cool Beans, we're going to need Chelsea's thing, so this is a float-sized head. Please grab that.
Although it's somewhat dusty right now, we'll hose it off for you once it's outside the garage. You will need to find a way to transport it to your place.
How Although it's you? Somewhat dusty, we'll hose it off when we pull it out of the garage.
Yes.
Okay.
I imagine it's made of paper mache.
Does that seem like unnecessary information?
Hey, look, it continues on. If you want unnecessary information, I've chopped out half of this.
If you're hosing off the head right now, 844-4WW.
The Humpty Head.
I feel like this is a significant item.
This is for a piece of mystery music history from one of O-Town's premier Parliament Funkadelic rap groups.
Yeah. Well, you don't need to tell me that.
Cool Beans' face is classic right now.
What's your face, Cool Beans?
It's the what the hell face.
Oh. I would say. I'm not familiar with the head, but I mean, I like the gist of it. All right.
Okay. Just
tone
guess.
It down. God, it's the first day back from vacation. I think they want $5,000 for this.
$5,000 is the bid from Wilcox.
I'm going big.
Hi. Chelsea?
$1,000.
All right. Noah?
$500.
Gotcha. Derek?
$1,500.
Actual Craigslist price, $10,000.
Yeah!
$10,000 for a giant head that's dusty, and they will hose it off.
But it was the 72nd biggest dance song of the late 80s and 90s and early 2000s.
Right.
Come on.
Right.
That's a point for me right there. What do we have for item number two on the Craigslist Price is Right?
Well, Bradley found this and emailed it to me, Woody at iHeartMedia. It's a piece of artwork, a gigantic framed artwork of an angel dreaming about hamburgers.
How do you know?
I have a print that is absolutely large. It is 56 inches long, 1 inch thick, and 40 inches tall. It's a classic painting of two angels with one of them dreaming about a hamburger with French fries.
I'm not sure you're using the word classic right.
Okay.
Showing oh, the- so it's a play on a classic
Correct.
Picture. I
yes.
see. That's it.
I mean, it's not even, it's not that big.
No.
50.
That's, well, I mean, it's. No. I mean, not it's not,
you said 40 inches.
Feet.
I base everything on about how tall I am.
So it's about your height.
And 56 inches long. So longer than you.
A little longer than you. And a little shorter than you.
Yeah, that's right.
So like a homemade, right? I don't understand.
It's tough to tell from the picture. Yeah.
We've all seen that angel thing.
Yeah, it's the two angels sort of dreaming and looking upward.
Your math is wrong about my height, by the way, but I get what you're saying. Okay.
Well, 60 inches would be 5 feet, right?
Right. $100.
$100 is the bid from Chelsea. Noah?
Is it framed?
It is framed, yes.
Okay.
There's a picture of it next to a storage unit door, Chelsea, to give you a size.
Does that help you?
I'm gonna go tremendously. Yeah. I'm gonna go with 125.
125, gotcha. Derek.
500.
Okay. Wilcox.
I think this one's gonna be big too. I'm gonna go 501.
501. Actual Craigslist price is $100. Nice job, Chelsea. Nailing that one.
All right. Well, I've got a point. Now, Chelsea has a point. So that means whoever gets item number three between Noah and Derek is going to walk away with the win on this one.
So this is somebody who is looking to hire off of Craigslist. So this is what they are willing to pay to be my Chinese buffet companion.
Be my Chinese buffet companion.
I am a clean, mature, non-smoking, and my friends tell me amusing guy who likes to eat at buffet restaurants, but not alone. If you're a mature woman who can eat a lot, and parentheses,
Chelsea,
I mean a lot.
Pay attention.
And would like to be my occasional Chinese buffet companion. The food is Chinese. You don't have to be Chinese. I am looking for you.
But you could be Chinese.
Correct.
He's not. Okay.
Yes. But you're eating Chinese food.
He just wants a buddy?
So he wants a mature woman who can eat a lot.
Correct.
To go to Chinese buffets with him periodically.
Mature in age or behavior?
It doesn't say, Chelsea. Is there a difference?
Yes.
Well, yes, there is.
Right. Have you not seen Pornhub?
Right. Betty White is very mature in age, but not so much in behavior.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah. She's like whoopee cushions and grabbing your junk. She is mature in one way, but not the other.
I think that's mature behavior.
Whoopee cushions and grabbing your junk.
I mean,
that used to be the name of our show.
No, it did not. All right. So Noah, so is this a monthly retainer or is this a per visit? What are we talking about here?
It just has one fee. It doesn't say what. Like,
do you think it's a one time only?
No.
So this is a regular relationship.
Correct.
Do I sign a contract? I mean, what's happening?
I mean, how much do I have to eat?
Do I have to be loyal to you, or can I eat with other people at a buffet?
It doesn't say.
I feel like it's lacking in detail.
I can offer you a ride in addition to blank.
A ride?
All right, well, Noah, this isn't going to be easy, but you're going to have to bid first on this one.
And I'm assuming that this person is paying for the buffet, and then this money is in addition to the cost of the buffet?
I would assume that as well. It doesn't state that in the ad, but yeah, I would imagine that he's paying the freight.
Does that change your bid, Noah?
It does. Valid question.
It is a valid question. I agree. I don't know if it would change my bid.
Then you get a ride home in case you're too full to drive.
Right.
You threw me off with the whole retainer thing. I'm not, I don't even know what to do now.
All right.
Good Lord. What's wrong with people?
he just right. wants a friend.
I'm going to go $100.
$100 is the bid from Noah. Derek?
$35.
I feel like, wait a second. Did Derek post this ad? That is too specific.
I know.
Well, the good news is it is not $35. Actual Craigslist price, $250.
Oh, no, really? You'll die.
What do you mean you'll die?
You'll die. You'll definitely die.
That's why I imagine it's probably what?
I think
a
maybe,
couple of times a week.
I think it is a monthly retainer. Yeah. I don't know. I think it. I don't. Obviously, that's it's not a one-time. No, it's not a one-timer. Or
no
he's
going
to kill you.
Right. Exactly. That's what exactly what I'm saying.
Right.
If it's a one-timer, then you eat and then you die. Hopefully, you eat first.
At least you had some General Tso's chicken before you went out. It could be worse. A couple of crab rangoons to go
right.
with it.
That's Come right. on.
All right, well, tough, Derek, that's a tough break for you, man.
Right.
I love the $35 bid. Sadly, Noah, for you at least, walks away with the win on this one. Congratulations, Noah.
Thank you.
You got it, buddy. Good day to get on the old Craigslist, too. You kidding me? Join some dude for your final meal at a Chinese buffet. And then grab a little dusty head out of somebody's garage and celebrate the Humpty Dance.
Yeah.
If you find something odd when you're out there on Craigslist, send it in to Woody, and maybe we'll use it next time when we play a round of Craigslist Price is Right.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.